time for the True Sports Card Show, the only one-hour radio show that gives you the very latest in sports memorabilia news from around the world. Here are your hosts, industry expert Imran Palladi and Sactown Sports 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This Saturday morning here on January 6th. It's Imran Palladi, your host, along with the host that you've heard before. We've got Tim Shepler, a.k.a. Big Shep, joining us today instead of Emil.
Yeah, the host with the most. Back second time.
There you go. Emil's out on assignment, but he'll be back next week. But we have Shep. Obviously, Shep is part of True Sports Cards team. And as I mentioned the last time he was here, Shep has been a longtime podcast host, so this is easy for him. This is week number three with this voice.
I like it.
I'm trying my best.
I want you to keep it.
Last week, Emil and I talked about 2023 and what we had in review. Today, I'd like to talk about 2024. We'll get some housekeeping out of the way. We've got Nate behind the window helping us out today. So, you know, Nate's going to interject because he can't just sit still.
I literally can't help myself, dude. Yeah, you sound good, by the way.
Thanks. It'll get progressively better. I think by March, my voice will be back, which is good.
That's good.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think this is the best you've ever sounded. I like it. It's a little raspy. And
it's perfect for radio.
It is.
It's that radio voice. It's like that cigarette smoker like that. You've been through it.
That's what I've been. My voice now matches my looks.
Yeah. in
your age. It's about time.
So with that said, let's start with a little housekeeping. Today, January 6th, at the Wyndham Hotel, which is on Date Avenue, which is off of the 80 freeway.
80 Madison, if you know where the In-N-Out is. It's right across the street.
As we're doing this, our team is there. Pete, AJ, Donovan. You might even see Big Ant running around. Big Brother Cards. Our team will be there. We're buying and selling cards. We're really buying, truly. We're looking for a lot of cards to purchase today. We're running out of inventory like we always do. So we're always buying constantly.
Always. And I would say, $25 and up?
Probably.
That's a sweet spot. $25 to $500 cards in that range all day long. Stuff we're looking to add.
We're not discriminatory. We'll buy the low-end cards. We'll buy the high-end cards. The point of it is that we really like to change up our inventory. We're not a museum at True Sports Cards. We like to sell cards. Do you like cards?
Oh, do you like cards? I love cards.
I love cards.
I mean, we got close to a million in the hot corner over there. Something like that's crazy. And we love to turn that inventory of great deals going on over there right now. And we're continue to do that, but we need to keep that inventory fresh.
We ran a special this week that's going to go to the end of January, which is we have our $3 box. Each card's worth $3, or we charge $3. We're now reducing that down to $1 because we want to get rid of that inventory. If you're ever reselling cards on Facebook or eBay or whatnot or whatever platform, this is a perfect time for you to come in, buy some inventory for yourself to sell, make a few bucks using our wholesale version of these sales, and we're ready to sell them to you. No minimums.
Yeah. What's the address of this place?
Oh, thank you, Nate. I'm so glad you entered this.
It's 6661 Stanford Ranch, Rockland, California. And you can always call us 916-259-1993. We're open every day of the week. We're open on Saturdays, even Sundays. Some shops aren't even open on Sundays.
It's a day of rest. Not for us.
Have you guys mentioned the social media either?
This guy.
Yeah, just trying to help us out.
No, I seriously don't think
True Sports
mentioned.
Cards everywhere. Instagram. Yeah,
just, that's it, right? It's just
Twitter.
True Sports
X.
Cards.
X. Whatever.
Threads.
Friendster.
We have a TikTok, but we haven't used that yet. And be ready for some stuff this
year. It's your fault.
Yes. 2024 will be the year of TikTok at True Sports, starring me. Okay. Cameron does not know this yet,
but we're going to be doing
some fun stuff on TikTok and our social medias in 2024.
So also we have our trade night, which is going to be on January 13th, a week from today.
A week from today.
Somebody just walked in.
Big Shep will be signing autographs, no minimum purchase needed, but photos are free as well.
6 to 9 Saturday. If you've never been to one of our trade nights, bring your cards, bring yourself, bring your grandma, bring everybody. We usually have about 100 people there
throughout the night. I would say that 3 hours. It gets warm in there, even in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. So it's by the end of the night, it smells like a locker room. But
it does not smell like a locker room. Yeah. Just because you have your shirt off. Hey,
there's athletes
the
in there, dude. Everyone's in there collecting.
Exactly.
A lot of fun and a good way to meet local collectors of all ages. I mean, we have kids in there. We have adults. Everybody's doing deals with each other, making friends, and exchanging social media handles. It's just a great time.
And then finally, last part of housekeeping before we talk about our 2024, our Sacramento Autograph Expo.
Oh, man. Have you guys heard about this? This is definitely spicy.
So who have you guys announced? I saw you guys announced a couple big ones this week, well, like huge ones.
I think we've had three names so far. And the third name, if you were to rank them as far as career, popularity.
Careful. They all listen to the show.
Yeah, I know specifically this number three listens to the show. He wore 55 here in Sacramento, nickname
White Chocolate. So we got Jason Williams.
Jason Williams is going to come and hang out with us. So that tells you where we're at. He's the third name on this list.
Isn't he doing the signature as White Chocolate too, he's never done before?
He's agreed to do that allegedly. Inscription.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't typically do it a lot.
That's pretty sick.
He's a friend of the shop.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we convinced him. He just said that this is something they normally doesn't do. But he's willing to add that as an inscription this time around, which is very unique. And then we also announced the Man of Steel, the greatest leadoff hitter of all time.
Oh, you went with him number two, huh? I'd have him leading off, but okay. Ricky Henderson.
Leading off.
He won. He played for, I don't know, half the Major League Baseball teams, but we know him as a Yankee. But yeah, the Man of Steel, Ricky Henderson. Ricky himself, come meet him in third person.
Ricky will tell you.
Ricky
loves being here.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky loves Ricky.
Ricky loves some Ricky, and Ricky steals a lot of bases, and Ricky is the greatest of all time, said Ricky.
He doesn't cash $1 million checks. He has them framed.
That was weird.
Yep. And number one, the Worm.
The Worm, we announced Dennis Rodman.
Rodman's coming back to SAC. I know he has some family ties to Sacramento.
I don't know
Sacramento.
The history of him in Sacramento. What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, he has a daughter who was born and raised in Sacramento.
Are we talking about Trinity, the soccer player?
I'm not sure if it's Trinity, but I know he does have a daughter who's from Sacramento. I'd have to fact check that, but I know that he did have a daughter who lived and was raised in Sacramento, and so he's coming back, and he's going to hang out with us. And
Those are three. Last year we had 22 guests.
Yeah.
So even though that's May 17 through 19 of this year when we have our event, we'll still be leading up with a lot of introductions of new autograph guests.
You guys don't hold it at the store, right? Is that a separate venue?
Yeah, it's going to be at the grounds in Roseville. So if you've never been out there,
is that new? The ground is that because
it's a refabbed.
It's refabbed.
Yeah,
okay, it was the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds, right. But they refreshed it.
The ground seems too cool and too hip to be something old.
Yeah, and it definitely we'll be at the Jones Center. It's a huge facility. We had 60 plus vendors last time.
Yeah, we're close to 100 tables of. Yeah. People selling sports memorabilia, cards.
It'd be great.
Pokemon.
Autographs. I mean, the guests is the huge thing, too, is getting able to do the meet and greets and say what's up to these guys. I mean, with these three names we listed, and there's more coming, and these three names seem great now, but this list is going to get really nice this year. So I'm very excited for that as we head into 2024. That's the big thing we're working on. Plus, again, doing all the fun stuff on social media. I have some great ideas there. But a couple big things coming up. We have spring trainings right around the board, and we have a ton of rookies that played last year, but they missed the cutoff date because MLB and Topps have an agreement that a player has to debut by a certain date and sometime in June because Ellie De La Cruz was one of the biggest rookies last year. Was he like 6'4" shortstop, got a cannon for an arm, played for the Reds, made huge contributions to the team last year, and we're seeing what he can do, but he didn't have any rookie cards. He had all prospect cards last year, and he's one of the rookies. We also are going to have guys like Henry Davis, first overall pick a few years back. The Giants, Kyle Harrison's going to be a rookie. The A's, Tyler Soderstrom, he's going to have rookie cards. Jason Dominguez, who's been one of the most sought-after prospects in quite some time for the Yankees, even though he's out with Tommy John, he's the center fielder of the future. His rookie cards will be there. Tons of big names coming out. Leading into Series 1 and throughout the products throughout the entire year of Topps. Emran, what do you think this rookie class, because a lot of these guys, these big names, debuted last year, played well. They didn't have cards in products last year's rookies. They got held over for this year's product. They're really going to help drive those early sales. What are you excited about to
see? It's strange because as a little boy, baseball was my go-to. I could verbatim, off top of my head, go through everything from mid-80s through mid-90s in baseball without any research. Because of Bowman, because of the ability to create hot prospects, people that are being collected 4, 5, 6 years before they hit the majors, I've really lost touch with baseball. So now owning the shop, I'm refreshing myself to this. So I really rely on you, Shep, and the team to be able to help me with this, because we've heard about Jason Dominguez for the last 3 years,
yep,
and he finally went to the majors last year.
And got hurt.
Right. Same injury as Purdy.
Yep.
Right? UCL.
Yep.
Same injury as
a lot of guys.
Stafford. Had something similar.
And
yeah.
Ohtani?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah. So these guys, it's difficult for me. Like, all the rage last year was Marcelo Mayer, and he's with Boston, and he might sniff the majors late this year, maybe.
Possibly.
But likely next year.
Yep.
So we're in baseball, like, when we were opening Bowman Draft, when people were coming in opening Bowman Draft, they were going for Wyatt Langford. Who?
Yeah.
Plays for the Rangers, but this guy is probably not going to see the majors for another year, maybe two.
Yeah.
So for me, when you're telling me these names, I've heard of Ellie De La Cruz for years, but now we're finally seeing his rookie cards because he's finally in the majors in a full-time basis.
Yeah.
And so it's a little – baseball's a little challenging for me just because it's so prospect-heavy.
Yeah. You definitely – like when they're first a prospect, you chase them like crazy. You want to be the first one in. It's like knowing a band's cool before they're cool and they hit the mainstream.
Very important, yeah.
Before they cut their hair and have that big, you know, big album that comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is tough because you have those prospect cards and people call them – can get confused and call them rookie cards.
Right.
And then 3 years later, they debut and actually have rookie cards with that little logo on there. And there's certain rules with that.
We've known Adley for a long time.
Yep.
And Adley Rutschman now has rookie cards in this past 2023 product.
Correct.
But we've known this guy since 2019.
Yeah. It's usually about 3 to 4 year lead up from when they're a prospect the first time until they become a rookie. Sometimes it's longer, like 6. I remember a guy, Bubba Starling from my Royals, who was this high school.
Oh, God, here we go.
Phenomenal quarterback, could have gone Nebraska, five-star, top 5 pick. I collected him like crazy, spent a lot of money on his cards, and then he comes to the majors like 6 or 8 years later and stinks up the joint, and now he's retired from baseball after playing 1 year in the majors and barely played. So,
my hardcore investment was Mike Greenwell.
Oh, it wasn't Josh Rose.
You're an idiot.
Inside joke. No, so yeah, there's just a lot of good rookie cards. We're going to get a great jump this year. Also adding to this is Yamamoto signing with the Dodgers. So 25-year-old guy coming over from Japan, joining with Ohtani and the Dodgers. But his cards are going to really help drive that market in baseball in 2024. Also, too, just came out this week was Prism Football. And we know that C.J. Stroud, Richardson, and Levis, those guys Bryce Young will not have autographs in this product, but it's still a very hot product. I think it's, as we sit in the night.
You said Anthony Richardson, but he will be in the product.
He will.
He signs.
He did. Okay.
He's not exclusive to Fanatics.
Okay.
So he's in the product. He's the top
rookie
quarterback rookie with an autograph.
Yeah. And I would say Puka Nacua is probably the other next big rookie. But besides the autograph cards in this product that's out, what are you chasing? What are you looking for in Prism Football to get people excited about this product?
Past history shows future success. We had I've talked about it every damn show, but it's a pretty good get to have one of our customers pull that C.J. Stroud Nebula 1/1 out of the mosaic. We sold it for $14,000. At the moment, still the highest sale for a 2023 card in the world. So we've done that as far as football is concerned. But that's going to be surpassed by the Prism version of this black 1/1 for C.J. Stroud.
What's the number? What do you think the number is on something like that? If the mosaic went for 14.
I think it'll go for probably 30,000.
Is the mosaic still valued at 14?
It is. It's actually increased. I think the last show we talked about it, the guy that bought it from us is from Houston. He's a super collector of, you know, high-end cards. And he got it graded by SGC as a 10.
Houston, he had to buy it.
He had to buy it. Yeah. What a great investment to turn it into a SGC 10. As I said last show, it's probably doubled in value now, close to 30. But the Prism is such a base chased product. You know, one of those base.
It's a core product.
Core product. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, everybody opens that. Or if you're a football collector, basketball collector, that's one of the big cards you want to have.
I will tell you that he's probably standalone. Comes out in pretty good condition. It's probably 30 grand, Nate.
Oh, that's 30 crazy.
Grand. To be able to buy a box, and by the way, we'll talk about box costs in just a second, but to be able to buy a box to where you're spending less than $1,000 for the box of cards, and you're guaranteed two autographs and different color parallels, to be able to actually pull something out of a box that could exceed $25,000.
Oh, it's insane.
Today is crazy. But that's how it is.
Yeah. There's certain Chase cards, and that's always one. I mean, and we use CJ as an example, but it doesn't mean that Richardson or Young or Levis or any of these other Puka Nacua, any of these other guys, they might have hit that number, but it's still a tremendous pull when you pull one of those cards from a pack, from a box that you're into. So
there's a customer that came in on Wednesday, release day, opened a box, and pulled a Desmond Ritter Color Blast. It's not the greatest player. Who knows if he'll even start next year, but that's already valued at roughly about $600. So
get rid of that thing.
On a $900 box, to be able to pull two-thirds of the value of the box out of one card.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Yeah, you're doing really well. So, you know, I will tell you that as we see football and we're coming into the playoffs, Niners are playing this week against the Rams. It's unlikely that Purdy's going to play more than a quarter.
He's already not playing. Him and McCaffrey are not playing.
Yeah, we know McCaffrey's for sure not.
Yeah, Purdy's out. Yeah, because Stafford got ruled out. So then right after Shanahan's like, Purdy's not playing.
We got the guy that co-hosts.
I'm the Niners guy.
So
Turn of the Empire.
Whatever he says. Yeah. When is your show, by the way?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Tuesday, 6 to 7. We're going to have a big guest this week, actually.
Can you say who yet?
Physically?
I can't. Actually, yeah, physically, he's kind of a big dude. I can't yet because not 100% confirmed, but good guess this week.
All you have to do, Shep, is just confirm.
I heard
big dude and I looked right at Shep. So with that said, you know, going into it, this is where it ramps up. Cards, we have the past history. Shep and I know it from having the shop as long as we've been in business. This is where people really start to ramp up on their football purchasing. You're going to see prices go up quite a bit here shortly.
Yeah, definitely. And the better they play in the playoffs, too, one playoff game can make the difference, a world of difference in someone's value week to week. And this is weird. Sam Darnold starting this week. Get your Sam Darnold cards ready to sell on Saturday or Sunday afternoon and Monday morning. If he does play well, because it's going to give people hope that maybe one day he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Do the Rams have... are they where they're at no matter what? Are they
They could be 6 or 7, so they don't care which one. Either way, they're going on the road. So they're like, why not just be safe? That's kind of their thought process.
And so it's going to be Stetson Bennett.
No, versus Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold.
Yes.
It's like that what could have beens of what could have beens.
I almost said two number one overall picks, but I forgot Darnold got jumped by
Darnold,
Baker, and he
Darnold
ended up going
three.
Third. Yeah. Because all that leading up
Saquon
to that draft
two.
was like, hey, this guy's going number one. This guy's going number one.
If you think about that draft, side note soapbox, if you think about that draft was loaded, but not where you thought it was loaded.
Yeah.
Right? You had Baker, you had Saquon, I'm going in order, Baker, Saquon, and then it was Darnold. But then Lamar was, I think, the last pick of the first round.
Yep.
Josh Allen was like 11 or 8 or something.
I think Lamar
like
was super late. I don't know if
Lamar
was the
last pick of the first.
He was last in the first. Yeah.
It was the last first round pick that Ozzie Newsome made.
Oh, okay.
And he left him with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you had Rosen, which you just mentioned.
Yeah,
right?
It went at 10. Yep. Yeah.
Let's just get this out of the way. The reason why Shep constantly makes fun of me about Josh Rosen is when we first opened the shop 2+ years ago, I bought a collection, okay? Spent a couple grand, bought a collection.
Oh, thank you.
And this guy that I bought it from was like a super collector of Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
So he had every gold number to 10, one of ones, autographs, etc. So I run back to the shop excited. This is one of our first purchases that I ever made to stock the shop. And these guys are making fun of me because Josh Rosen at the time had already been replaced by Kyler.
I think he was on Miami.
He might have been on Miami.
He might have been on San Francisco.
No,
he was
not,
a backup.
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Okay.
And so these guys are like, oh, Aaron, was this part of what you wanted so badly? Because this guy had like every Josh Rosen low numbered parallel you could have.
Yeah.
And so we were pricing them out. And at one time, we're talking about cars that were a couple $100 or $100 or $50.
Yeah.
And these are $3, $4 cards at this point. And they're all making fun of me because I've got oodles of Josh Rosen low numbered, and they're sitting in our $3 value box.
Nice.
So
someone come get those.
The best part, there were,
I think we still have them. Yeah.
There were a few, though, that were dual signed by another Josh quarterback that year, Josh Allen. So that did help.
Yeah.
I briefly mentioned that I thought you told that story before, but no, I'm thinking of the Mac Jones one where you almost bought the real expensive card that you missed.
That guy missed out.
Side note, again, soapbox side, there was a young kid, I can't remember, he pulled it on camera, he was breaking. He pulled the Mac Jones Prism 1/1, and he sold it within a couple weeks.
Are those signed?
For $100,000. Okay.
Was that rookie year?
Rookie year. Right, it was right when, okay, and he sold it for $100,000, probably within like the first 3 weeks the Prism 2021 came out. Mm-hmm. That card today, you think $1,000?
I think $1,000.
Maybe $2,000, maybe.
Yeah.
When you want to talk about ouchie, we're talking about, what is that, a 98% loss
dude
on that
made
card.
Out. Congrats to that guy.
Yeah, shout out to that kid.
Always playing sell, hot potato.
Yeah, always sell when it's hot. Because you can always go back and buy it back if it drops down later on. Especially in the NFL, if the guy has a bad week or two, you can always go back and rebuy that card a little bit less and save yourself some money.
But do we feel bad for the guy? Of course I do. But nobody's dropping $100,000 on one card.
Who's not?
And it's like, I sold my house to be able to get this. They had the money to begin with, so hopefully they had better investments to offset their stuff. All right, Shep, because we were talking about the what do we look forward to in 24? Yep. I talked about the prices increased. Just in this past week, we had Prism on our shelf for $839 a box.
Yep.
Okay. Here we are Saturday. It's already in excess of $900 a box.
Yep.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Market price, baby. It sucks because if you don't get in early, you have to wait stuff out. You get in early before a product jumps. This is what happens. You get in early on a product that may not jump, kind of take a loss. We take that risk every time that we stock.
Good win champions.
Yeah, Upper Deck products. Yikes. So, these are things that you would have to consider. And I think as Fanatics comes in the next couple of years, we have to now find the new versions of these staples. The new Prism, the new, I'm trying to think of, Selects.
The new Prism. Is the old Chrome.
Topps
Chrome. Now we're going to get Topps Chrome football back in a couple of years, Topps Chrome baseball or basketball back, and that's going to be exciting. And, you brought up Fanatics and what's going on in 2024. I mean, when Ruben took over and they started grabbing all these licenses, he said, I'm going to market trading cards like they've never been marketed before.
I'm going to 10X the hobby.
Yeah, 10X the hobby. And this first year, I think they've done really well in putting it out there as it heads – to more a little bit mainstream. I don't know if this hobby ever gets mainstream more than it did in 2020 during the pandemic when everybody was over-involved in finding all their cards while they were sitting at home that they had for 30 years. But what do you think Fanatics is going to do this year? I mean, we saw them doing, Ruben signing with rappers on private jets, the Tom Brady connection, with his baseball card that came out that people are still chasing the 12 out of 50 gold. What do you think Fanatics is going to do in 2024 to even double what they did this year, which has already been more than these companies did in the last 30 years combined?
So when he talked about 10Xing the hobby, I think that let's just say the hobby is a $1 billion industry. Let's just say that's what it is, okay? Maybe more, maybe less. I don't really care about that. Just use a number. When people say, when they talked about 10Xing the hobby, I don't think that he literally means it's going to go from 1 billion to 10 billion. What I think he means is it'll be more mainstream than you think. That you are going to see things increase as far as viability. Here's one thing that I could tell you. So many people come up to me and they go, you walked away from a real estate career to sell baseball cards? Almost like, are you an idiot? And I'm sitting there going, I can tell you right now, somebody that looks at my bank account, this is a true career-based business that can do really, really well. Shep, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
We employ nearly 10 people. This is a multi-million dollar business that you and I have run to do this. And I think what's happening is I think in 2024, people are going to realize that it's not just some kid hobby anymore, that it's just some ridiculous, I can't believe that you collect baseball cards, they're going to look at it and say, wow, this is a viable business. And I think that you're going to see the 10xing in the hobby. Let's just say this year is doubling it. It's where can you find it? Because right now, if you don't go to a hobby shop, and you don't go online, and you don't shop at Target and Walmart, you really can't go get cards anywhere. You don't really see it at the liquor store anymore. You really don't see it at the convenience store. You really don't see it at, you know, some of the places that we saw when we were little kids. But now you're seeing it at Lids, at the ball cap shop.
Yep.
You're seeing it at the stadium. You're seeing it at, you're going to start seeing it in more places. So even though the people aren't maybe buying to double or triple the revenue in the hobby, I think the familiarity and seeing people buying cards, a dad or a mom buying their kid a pack of cards is more likely to happen this year than it was the year before.
Well, yeah, and you point out these partnerships. They're actually putting cards strategically in smart spots because the trading cards are of athletes, where athletes, they work at the stadium. You know, they're on the field, they're on the court, they're out there in front of you. Also, too, you're going to buy their merch at a Lids, right? Mm-hmm. So why not put that product in there as well? It only makes sense versus then putting it in a liquor store where, you know, you're going to get some of that sports market. You're not going to get the kids. You're going to see all the different demographics are going to go to sporting events. They're going to go to the mall. They're going to go to stores and shop at like a Target. Plus, too, you got to think, so much more now with social media and social influencers are out there, and there's so many different sites now where you can buy, sell, interact with cards. You have, you know, X, you have IG, you have Whatnot, you have TikTok, all these different platforms to be able to interact with other people and experience cards in different ways and be able to make friends and make those connections. I think we're going to see even more of an explosion over the next year of that, and more people getting involved in where they're doing cards full time or doing something in the realm of sports and sports memorabilia, because I think the more that Fanatics puts it out there, it helps all of us get it grow. And you know,
I want you to try to work this one out. Say it.
Rising tide lifts all ships, right?
There you go.
Good one.
Yes. Good analogy. So it does help us all out when they're the ones spending the money, but everybody else could get the benefits if you know how to do it correctly. And I think that with these platforms, it's ever growing and expanding. You look, Fanatics has their own app now, Fanatics Live, where you can actually go in and buy and sell, and they've had different athletes on there doing breaks. And I just think there's so many more ways now, different ways to interact in this community to help grow it, where you don't have to have that shop. And luckily, Sacramento, you have us and to come and hang out.
Right. And I think what they're doing, they being Michael Rubin and Fanatics, I think what they're doing best is they're involving new categories of audiences into this. Most recently they had Dude Perfect.
Yep.
So Dude Perfect did a break on Fanatics Live, and people that don't really care about sports cards yet were now introduced because they're fans of Dude Perfect and they wanted to go see what they're about. If you guys don't know what Dude Perfect is, Wikipedia it, Google it, find out. These guys, they have an incredible audience, huge audience.
Yep.
I'll actually look.
Yeah, they do trick shots, all that stuff. Yep. I mean, like, you know, hey, we took a shot from the Grand Canyon, we threw the basketball down and made a hoop, you know, that kind of crazy stuff. And the fact that they're doing that, like I said, they reached out to these rappers, it just, and other, you know, entertainers, right? That they
Dude Perfect, 12.1 million followers on Instagram.
It's about what we have,
so,
or like 5,000.
So when you have that kind of an audience now introduced to sports cards for the first time, or maybe refreshed, you know, it's an exciting thing. And here's the thing about it, right? So owning a shop, running a shop, I'm in it for the long haul. I mean, I've said this many times. I named my kid Beckett, for God's sake. So I'm in it. And watching parents come in and do something which I think is healthy, which is spending time with your children, watching them have excitement in their eyes or anticipation of opening a pack of cards, almost like Christmas every time they come into the card shop, because not only are they interacting and having that relationship with their kids or their nephews or their nieces, it doesn't have to be a parent specifically, but having that moment, these are moments with my father, God rest his soul, as a little boy that I shared spots that you had with your late father as well, you know, where you have these moments that you remember we're in it for the long term. And I know we could break, and I know we could do all this other stuff and do the money grab. And there's things that we could do that I just choose not to, because I want to be here long term and build something for decades to come. And we had Rob Veris on our show a couple weeks ago, and Rob runs and owns Burbank Sports Cards. And he called me his, he felt like he was talking to his twin, because him and I have the same mentality, which is be there long term. Don't worry about the transactional number of dollars you're making. Worry about being able to say yes to your customer. And we're trying to do that every day.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing that we try to build is build that culture and atmosphere of a place you can come in and hang out. And I think, you know...
I think that's what Fanatics would like to try to do.
Yeah, and do this hobby 2.0, where it's not the good old boy network where everybody, you know... You only get product or you only have success because of who you know. Now it's what you're doing in it, how you're doing it, what your reputation is. And I think that's a big thing we're going to see in this next year with Fanatics and the way they break. I mean, to be on Fanatics Live, you have to be a qualified breaker. You have to do it their way and how they want to do it. And they're controlling the product, and they control the baseball product. They're going to control football and basketball here shortly. So I think this is going to be a big year for people in this hobby to do things the right way. And I think I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how they help grow. They want to support the local shops because that's an easy way for them to get out into the public. But also, too, they support us in a way by promoting these things and making it national. Speaking of which, as we grow, coming up in the summertime, one of the things I always look forward to every year is the national that's going to be in Cleveland this year. And Emmer, give us a little background. You've been to a handful. Yep. What is, just to give people a little taste, what is the national?
Greatest card show in the entire world at any given time. It's usually has hundreds of thousands of people that attend, and you can find dealers from all around the world going to this event. Is it not in Chicago?
It's going to be in Cleveland this year. First time in a handful of years that it's going to be back in Cleveland.
Wow.
So most of the time it is in Chicago. This year they're going to be in Cleveland.
And 2 years ago it was in New Jersey, which was yikes.
Yeah, scary, right?
Yikes. But we love going to the National because it's you see so many unique things. If it's not at the National, it's usually not available for sale. You'll see some of the greatest and biggest cards in the game, as well as unique products, unique promotions. All the corporate sponsors are there. Everybody from Fanatics to Topps to Leaf to Panini to Wildcard. All the different companies, all the different unique...
The grading companies, everybody's there. And it's a big thing. And so the reason I bring that up, it's this huge big thing that happens. And everybody loves a card show. And there's one today, you know, we talked about that at the Wyndham on 80 in Madison. Is that we try to make our shop a card show every day. You know, we have the hot corner with the almost million cards or whatever. We have the bot, we have the wax and the singles in there. But that experience of coming in and getting to meet other people in this hobby... You know, when we do our show, it's a small version of the National, but we have Autograph Pavilion. We have Autograph Guests. We have these big names coming in. It's a fun and good way to get in and have some entertainment, to even grow your sports fandom even more, being able to meet a professional athlete or entertainer. I mean, because, you know, we had Thomas Ian Nichols at the first show we had from Rookie of the Year. Having those experiences and meeting those people, that's what we're trying to bring, and we want to bring more of that this next year. And I think that, you know, as we bring some more of these names in, I think it's going to hopefully drive some new people to us and to the show and get that excitement going. Now, what is it? Just tell us a little background on what is it like when you're trying to find people for our show? How do you do that? How do you all of a sudden, I get a text from Emmerin, Dennis Rodman's coming to hang out. Like, what? Like, that's the, hey, we're getting Rodman.
Yeah,
that's
how do it. You get Kyle Draper, Emmerin? How do you get him?
Here's a little sweet side note. Oh, shoot. Probably Kyle doesn't want me to say it, but.
Uh-oh.
He's a customer of our shop. Mm-hmm. So I love Kyle. He's great. And, you know, he's a Philly guy. So he's always looking for something Eagles or Sixers or something.
Gross, dude.
I'm not going to out him. The point of it is that he needed a little lifeline for the holidays, and I gave him one as to be able to come in and get a special present for somebody that he didn't get a chance to get in time. So I came in on Christmas Eve to open the shop for a little Kyle Draper.
Wow. One-on-one.
One-on-one shopping to kind of help him out. But, you know, when you have somebody the caliber of Kyle Draper that needs something, you just drop what you're doing and you go, Jessica, I love you, but Kyle Draper needs me. So I rushed to the store to help Kyle. Here's what I was getting at, just as a funny thing. People, can't you just, is the funniest thing that I ever hear all the time. Can't you just get Steph Curry to come to the shop? Can't you just...
People are so silly.
It's okay, right? They don't know that they don't know.
Yeah.
But it is... I'm a dentist on a daily basis, pulling teeth to try to get people to come to different things. And when you have multimillionaires, Steph Curry makes $50 million a year.
Just from playing basketball.
Forget his... Okay?
Forget alternative.
What do you think I have to do to get Steph Curry to drive his butt to Rockland, California and come and hang out at our shop for 2 hours? You think I could... No. The answer is no.
You got to take out a big loan.
Exactly. And if you want to ever go out of business, do something like that. But what I'm getting at is that there are some real adjustments that I have to make as an owner of a company in order to make these things happen. Now, I'm not going to spill my secret sauce, but I will tell you that it's very difficult. But thank goodness that I work with some of the greatest athletes on earth that are really humble. I will tell you, Jason Williams is one of the most nicest humans I've ever met in sports.
No, that guy is, no joke, the most down-to-earth, like your buddy from high school you used to hang out with and you hadn't seen in like 15 years. First time I met him, I felt like he and I had been friends in a past life and we were just hanging out having a good time. He is very relatable, and I want to say every athlete we've worked with has been amazing. Like the interactions and with the fans, but with us behind the scenes and the stuff that people don't see in the public eye, how gracious they are and humble, really, with the fact that people still want to come and see them and meet them and hang out with them and get their autograph. So these guys have been humbled and they're friendly and they want to do this. But again, like to ask about Steph or like Montana, some of these giant names, like, oh, why can't you just get Pat Mahomes? Like, oh, we get Pat Mahomes, I can't get Patrick. We probably get Pat.
Yeah. We get Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah, Jackson. Yeah. TikTok, speaking of.
But, you know, so there is a lot to it, and it comes down to building those relationships and being having that good reputation. And that's one thing I think that really helps us out is, you know, what Imran's done, his work with Dan Issel and Alex English and Artis Gilmore, Hall of Fame basketball players, when he goes, hey, listen, I'll tell you everything. I'm going to be up front with you. This is how we're going to do it. But if you want a reference, you can call these Hall of Famers, and they'll tell you the real story. Yeah. And it's not going to change. And so I think that's really what helps us build that. And we can hopefully continue to build that with our customers and everybody that comes in. But, you know, there's big things happening for us this year. I'm very excited with True Sports Cards. I've been out, missed most of last year. I was on the Kawhi Leonard. The Kawhi Leonard of True Sports last year.
His load management was 9 months off.
Yeah, was 9 months off, and I'm ready to get back. I'm hungry. And
Kawhi's a champion, so that's fine.
Hey, we're champions.
Stop complimenting the guy that's been sitting for the last. No, Shep has been out for close to 10 months.
Yeah.
And you're going to officially be coming back in February. Yep. Shep went through a health scare. Yeah. And
2023 was not fun. I was really happy to celebrate this new year so much that I was asleep by 9. But, you know, I brought in the East Coast.
No problem
New Year.
With that. No problem with that.
You know, but no, I'm excited. And it's just, I'm ready to get to it. 2024 is going to be amazing.
Can I ask you guys about this event today, Saturday the 6th? Yep. That's at the Wyndham off of 80 Madison, right?
Right. It's going on as we speak.
Yeah. How many booths do you guys have? Are you doing three?
We do three. Okay. We do three. So two to sell stuff with, and another one that we just post up to where people can bring their cards. They sit down, we go negotiate
back and
buy.
Forth.
Yep. So we do have a buying table as well as two selling tables. But
how big is this event, kind of in comparison to other ones? Is it just
what is that about 90? About 90 tables?
Yeah. I mean, okay. And it's been going on for this show's been on for about a decade now, and it's expanded. And it's nice, and it's, you know, you get to meet some local dealers, and if you're fans of local teams, a lot of that stuff's out there. A lot of vintage cards will be out there today. And but the best part is come meet us and say what's up.
I'm smirking right now because I'm thinking about
all this card you're missing.
No, this particular dealer. It just drives me crazy. He said that he complained that we had bought too many cards instead of well, instead of him having an opportunity to buy.
Yeah. Well, that's business.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I just...
It's... Whatever.
I mean, here's the thing. There's always competition in everything, right? And if you're not trying to be the best, then my mantra is, if you're not going to try to be the best, then why roll out of bed in the morning? Me personally, right? That's what I want. I want the very best of everything as possible, or as best as
that's
I can.
That's why you're on Sacktown Sports.
That's why I'm on Sacktown Sports. I didn't go to the, you know, the local.
No.
There's another station. My only station I get in my car is 1140.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true.
Is it you don't fix your radio. Perfect.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. It's like, well, why do you have a radio show? Why do you do this? Why do you spend money on that? Why do you market it here? It's because I'm trying to create the best experience for our customer. And I want everybody to know that we exist. Not only do we exist, we care about our customers. And every shop has something that they go to. And if I could say the one thing that we can go to, it's that we really try our best to have our staff say yes to our customers. Yep. Do you have that? Yes, we do. Can you get this? Yes, we can. You know, that's important to me.
Well, that's great, because I got a little cousin who goes to your shop. He's not very little anymore. He's 16, 17, but he needs a Brock Purdy card, so I think you got to hook him up with that.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
sure.
Been talking about it for a while. Yeah, just give it to him.
Right,
yeah.
No, I...
Yeah.
And that's... Can't you just get Brock Purdy to come and sign autographs at your shop?
The big ones, a couple big things happening in our shop in 2024, still going on through March, is going to be the Topps Chrome buyback. So if you have MVP... what they do is they have an MVP buyback. So if you have a Topps Chrome base of Acuna or Shohei from Topps Chrome, you bring it into the shop and you're going to get, it's a $20 bill. So you might have bought a box.
Step back. Wait, not $20 bill, $20 store credit.
It acts like a $20 bill. It's store credit.
Words are important.
Yes.
Okay.
It's store credit.
Where's my 20?
Yes.
What?
It's store credit. If you have colored, you have a numbered refractor, it gets exponentially better for you. But you can bring it in and get more product with those cards that from you open a box in the summertime and just sitting there, and it might be a dollar card, but you're going to get $20 store credit. Topps wants you to come in. Another great incentive thing that they started to help drive people back into shops. So we're participating in that. It's huge. We've already had quite a few people drop them off.
Yeah, a couple hundred cards have already come through.
There was a shop that posted a photo of a guy with a wheelbarrow, and it was like $80,000 in Acuna store credit that he brought in. It was crazy, and they helped him out and got him his stuff. But we're going to be doing that. We have trade night. The first one coming up is next Saturday. Hang out with us. But we have, 6 to 8 of those a year. We have our show coming up here in May. And, again, Rodman, J. Will, Ricky Henderson. Those are the first three names we let off with. I think last year – we had decent names. I think we kind of let off with like a Dave Stewart. We had the High Flyer.
Henry Turner was at our show.
Was there.
Yeah. We had Malik Monk.
Monk. Yeah.
Walt Williams, the Wizard. Joe Smith.
You think you're going to get HT again this year?
That's a tough one.
It's tough. He's
a wheel and dealer.
Yeah, who?
He's sneaky.
Henry. High Flyer.
Oh, you call him HT?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Henry Turner, High Flyer. He's got a bunch of it. Yeah.
I was like, Hot Toddy?
Yeah.
Who's that? yeah. It's interesting because he obviously hosts with a show here with Scott.
Yeah.
And then so I've never run into him here in the studio.
Never crossed paths.
We never crossed paths. I have not been hashtag blessed to do that just yet. Soon enough, we'll have him on the show.
There's one, you speak of that, there's one person here I fanboy over is Carmichael Dave. And
that. You don't need to be doing that.
You haven't.
You've never met Dave in person.
You don't need fanboy over Dave.
Jason Ross and I are buddies, but
very impressive.
Yeah. Love
Carmichael Dave.
Is he in person?
Yes.
You can only imagine.
He's taller than
He's taller than you think.
And I bet the aroma is amazing.
I was like, I saw Carmichael Dave. Because he's tall. He's bigger than
you. Were
you
able to look him in the eye, or do you have to look at the ground?
I'm like, up. I had my hand.
Yeah. Did you have to look at the ground before he said, you can speak to me?
He's like, oh, he was nice.
Okay.
He told his representatives to tell me hi.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Doesn't respond to my texts. And I work for him.
So there's a lot of things this year.
Here's what I'll leave you with as we wrap up the show. I think 2024 is the year that I would like to see us as a company start letting more people know just how much we care and how good we are by doing more online components.
Yes.
Online and virtual components, whether it be breaking wax, doing more whatnot, just virtually bringing what we bring to the table
into your home.
Into your home, yeah. Right.
I want to hang out with us on a Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. It's always a good time to get a little true in your life. We want to.
I would love that.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm pulling the curtain back. One of the biggest things we've always talked about doing, and there's all kinds of things involved in it, but it's home delivery of trading cards.
I was just thinking that. Here's Nate. Somebody's going to copy us. Okay. Guaranteed. It's going to happen.
We'll cut listening. This out.
Our competition definitely listens to the show. I've heard comments about it, that the scratchy-voiced Filipino kid on the radio speaking for the hobby. Nah, speaking for me and speaking for our team.
Yep.
You just so happen to be listening to it. But, I've always wanted that. I DoorDash daily.
Hey, we Amazon hourly at my house.
You're being sarcastic.
No,
I'm being dead serious. I DoorDash every single day because it's convenient for me. So I hate that we're doing it, but I love that we're doing it. I'm telling our customer base, home delivery is something that I'm actively working at right now.
Would you have like delivery drivers like pizza places?
Yes.
You hire on two or three staff guys.
Yes. Yeah. To deliver the wax.
Somebody could beat us there. But guess what? They're not going to do it like we're going to do it. And I can tell you that.
No one's going to beat you there. You guys are like the biggest
one. Bro, you'd really? Be surprised.
There's
yes.
So many people want to copycat things we do, and I'm fine with that because imitation is the best form of flattery.
Not for me. Be original. Do your own thing.
But what it says is we.
Get your own radio show.
I look at Emerald, and I talked about this. We want to be the disruptors in this here and what we do, and not by. In a negative way, but in a positive way, to give a better experience to the customer, to the collector, especially in Sacramento. We have one pro franchise team and the Kings, and we love it, and we support all the Kings. We have the Giants and the A's, right? For right now, the Giants, the Niners, those local teams, and we want to be able to have people enjoy those teams in multiple ways versus watching them wearing their gear, get the cards of their favorite players, experience that. But we want to bring that in the best way possible. And, hey, I'm biased. I don't think anybody's going to top us. They could try to beat us to it. We're going to do it the best way. We're going to do it the most professional way. And that's just one of the many ideas in 2024 we're working on to bring the best experience to the hobby, to Sacramento.
And I'll leave with one last one. We are definitely doing our own repack product this year. We're going to make sure that when I watch people open a box of Prism for $900 and they walk away disappointed because they got Rex Ryan autograph and a Panini points, and I'm not lying, that was a box last year. Somebody paid, they gave me $1,200 to buy a box of cards, and Rex Ryan and Panini points for redemption came out of that box. I wanted to hug him.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, but ultimately I didn't pack that box, right? Panini did, but they still bought through me, so I felt terrible about it. I'm ready to make a product to where I can say proudly that we're going to sell it for this, and you're going to feel great when you open that box because it's going to have something of value that you're going to love in it. Yeah. So that's definitely a 2024 thing that we're doing this year.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Yeah. And it's not only going to be cards, but memorabilia as well.
So. Next week, we're going to be back on the radio like we always are, the 13th, which is going to be next Saturday. We're going to have not only the show that day, we're going to have our trade night that night. So put that on your calendar, 6 to 9 p.m.
Where's the trade show? What's the exact location?
This is why they pay Nate the big bucks to prompt us.
Well, they don't yet.
They pay you the medium bucks.
I wouldn't even say
medium.
How
about, do they pay you the Starbucks? All right.
Well, I guess. Starbucks is expensive.
I was going to say, it's going to be in our store, as always, 6661 Stanford Ranch Road. Sweet P like Paul, P like Pilati, my last name, sharing the same wall.
Busy Costco.
Yep. Sharing the same wall as the Mongolian barbecue, so eat Mongolian barbecue, come over and hang out and do some sports cards with us next Saturday, 6 to 9. Shep, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, it's amazing,
usual.
And I'm glad I could sit in for a meal today, and hopefully I filled his chair.
You want to do more?
I want to do this more. I love this. I had three goals in life, and one of them was a baseball card shop, two was being on the radio, three was being a general manager of a pro sports team, so I got two of the three done.
Which one?
I'm missing the GM of the sports
team. Dude, the A's can probably hire you. They don't like to pay anyone. So hey, I'm sure if you just applied, you could probably
I'll go work
that.
For free, and I could fix that team in a heartbeat.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week to the True Sports Card Show. The This hour has been amazing. We look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks again for tuning in here on True Sports Card Show with me, Shep, Nate. Next week, we'll be back with Emil here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Have a great week, everyone.